Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Colts. And the Colts tried out Philip Rivers. Yes, Philip Rivers, who I could have been convinced was like 50 or 55 years old. It turns out he's only 44. Although a recent grandfather, I am to
His
understand.
His birthday was yesterday.
Based on that, happy birthday, Philip Rivers. They are so desperate. And this is where I think they're in a really tough spot. Because do they sign Daniel Jones to a contract now? Because how do they get out of it, Gold? When they traded for Sauce Gardner and they became one of only five teams this year who will not have a first round pick, they were so all in that they're calling up Philip Rivers. Would you even want to watch Philip Rivers play quarterback?
Of course.
Just out of what, morbid curiosity?
If you told me in two Monday nights, it's Colts hosting Niners, Monday Night Football, and Philip Rivers makes his return, yeah, of course I'm intrigued. Of course I want to see what the hell that looks like. Yes. For a team vying for a final playoff spot, because they're not going to win that division. I absolutely would be there. You see this, of course, people are having fun with this on Twitter. Joe McCarthy on Twitter, just a random individual on Twitter. He said, the scene in the movie where the Colts owner, played by Sandra Bullock, storms in the GM's office and says, what about Philip Rivers? Can he still play? And the camera pans to the GM, Chris Ballard, and his eyebrows just raise, going to win an Oscar at that moment. You can just see it now. We're about to get a movie about this.
I will say that actually would be a script that makes complete sense.
He last played during COVID.
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
What are we doing?
He was about to be eligible for the Hall of Fame, and if he does sign with the Colts, his Hall of Fame clock resets.
Come on, guys. Just give up on the season. Like, I know that you don't want to do that, but let me just make this easy for you. When you lost Daniel Jones, your starting quarterback, with only 4 games left to play, your season ended. That stinks. Buckle up, get ready for next season, and try to win with Daniel Jones then. Philip Rivers cannot save your season. He hasn't played football in 5 years. He's going to die.
Anthony Richardson is on IR, not going to be activated. Riley Leonard's banged up. He's going to start in the meantime. They're trying to salvage their season. And yeah, there's not any good options out there. But this one, at least, you have my attention, Indianapolis. You have my attention.
Well, is it worth salvaging?
If you're Philip Rivers, too, is the juice worth the squeeze? In fairness, I guess, because he
What do you have to lose at this point, guys? Honestly, if you're the Colts, what do you have to lose?
Oh, if you're the Colts, you have nothing to lose. I don't think Philip Rivers does either necessarily. But if you're Philip Rivers and you think you're locked in the Hall of Fame, why are you going and doing this? In fairness, though,
because he wants a ring. He wants to better his Hall of Fame.
I was gonna say. In fairness,
getting
though,
a ring. What delusions he lives.
If he signs and they somehow can keep him up, because you know he's going to be a statue in that pocket. If they find a way to make a run, then obviously he enhances the case, I suppose, a little bit more. Plus, just boosts his numbers, I guess.
Now I'm just looking at other guys that would do as good.
The Colts are mulling it over. The latest report is he threw last night for them. They're mulling it over. Look, we could get an update later today that says the Colts have decided not to sign him.
Maybe I'm going to say I lean that side of things. I don't think he's going to be there.
I hope they do. I hope they do. Just give us some more entertainment in the final couple weeks of the season, please.
How much older do you think he looks than the last time we remember seeing him? Because it's not like he's been on TV or anything. I haven't seen. Yeah, he's just aged 5 years in a closet for all I know.
His stress level's way less than what it was probably years ago.
Is it? He's got like 15 kids.
There's no way he's able to. I bet you he can't. You think he's following what they're doing on a regular basis?
He's probably coaching half of them.
I'm convinced when you have 15 kids, there's no way in hell you know what everybody did that day or that week. There's no way.
Somebody correctly pointed out on the text line, his oldest kid is older than Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
He's got a kid older than Riley Leonard.
His kid could be in the NFL right now.
Here is his kid.
In fairness, he doesn't have to worry about him as much, Cody, because he's an adult. So he
only has 10 children. They age from age 1 to 23. He has a 23-year-old, 20, 19, 17, 15, 14, 12, 10, 6, 1.
He's been getting after it.
I mean, what did he have time for? Just football and sex, apparently. He didn't have time for anything else in his life based on how often these kids were born. And he didn't have a single hobby for 20 years.
I mean, at this rate, it's still the same. He's coaching high school football or whatever it is now and could be back in the NFL. So, I mean, it's very cyclical.
Man, I couldn't do it. I'll tell you right now, as a parent of two, I couldn't have a 1-year-old and a 23-year-old. I couldn't do it. I can't live that life. That life's for someone else. It's not for me. I can't have that kind of separation.
He made $243 million in his NFL career. $243 million.
Cody, I guess just for the sake of you mentioning it, I'm curious now. So your oldest is how old?
Nine.
So 14 years from now, you'll be 54, and that's when you would next have a kid then if you wanted to have the same separation.
Hell no.
As Philip Rivers.
Hell
with
no.
With his children.
I'd rather be a terrible idea from that point on in my life than have a kid at 54 years old. No way. Not for me. Look, it can be for someone else. Live your own life.
Dad, you want to come out and throw the baseball with me? I'll try.
Who is it? Is it Robert De Niro that just had a kid and he's like 80? Isn't that right?
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know how long, if I wanted to play catch with my dad now, because my dad he turned 60 in April. If I wanted to play catch with my dad, I don't know how long he'd be able to throw the baseball until his shoulder was like, yeah, man, I can't do anymore.
Robert De Niro had a kid born in 2023. So he's got
when he was 80.
He had his first kid. His first kid was born in 1967.
Unbelievable. That's 38 years. Oh, no, wait, 36
67?
Years.
I mean, that's a 60-year-old, essentially. He's got a 60-year-old and a 2-year-old.
You know, a lot of people are asking the same question. Yes, if he were to take a snap in the NFL again, his Hall of Fame clock would reset. And I'm not saying he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer anyway, but there's a chance eventually he would get in. And so, yes, he would have to wait another 5 years. That's also, I don't know how much that matters to him or not, but that's something to weigh.
Man. All right. Well, I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see whether or not he actually, I mean, again, just out of pure curiosity. Of course, if he makes a start, I'm interested in watching that game. I don't think I want to watch all 4 Philip Rivers games. Do I want to see him make one start at 44 years old? Yeah, kind of.
And you want to watch Riley Leonard? I mean, let's be real.
Oh, no, that's even less likely. That's fair.
Who are their next couple of opponents, though?
Seahawks this week. Rivers wouldn't play this weekend if he signed. So Riley Leonard against Seattle. Then Monday Night Football. That's the one I think they would target for Philip Rivers. They host the 49ers. Then they still have the Jags and Texans.
Is Fred Warner back?
I think he's out for the year, isn't he?
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, I don't want to see him getting blindsided from one of the Niners defenders. I can't imagine what he might not be able to get up for a minute or two.
Life Alert commercials for Philip Rivers.
Honestly, put the necklace around his neck in case he gets sacked.
Yeah,
let him click the thing in case he goes down hard.
Yep.
You know, he might need it. Falling and I can't get up.
Someone said, Drew, I'm 61. I'll play catch with you anytime.
Let's go.
They said they also played for 18 years as a pitcher.
My dad played college baseball, and he had some injuries when he played. I don't think he'd be able to throw more than 5 or 10 minutes.
I do just enjoy a good catch, you know? Classic stuff.
Love it. Yep.
This is the same. Eli Manning played as recently as Philip Rivers. Like, they retired pretty much the same. They're pretty much the same age. Does Eli Manning feel like he'd be ready to play football right now?
Philip actually might be more ready because the fact that he coaches high school football, I'm sure he still throws it around.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then to
we'll see. Their quarterback situation is weird. They're talking about Tyler Warren having to be like an emergency quarterback. They got a bunch, because again, Leonard's a little banged up. The thought is he still could play.
Hang on, I would rather see that. Forget Philip Rivers. I want to see Tyler Warren have to play their quarterback. That's what I want to see.
Their depth chart right now has Anthony Richardson on IR, uh-huh. obviously Daniel Jones out for the season, uh-huh. Brett Rippon. On the roster as well, and then potentially a Philip Rivers signing. So we'll see how that plays out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.